no cash to take on the boroughs and adopted roads. Councillors have shared sympathy over the condition of many of Calderdale's unadopted roads, but say there is no money for the council to take them on. Liberal Democrats urged colleagues to ask highways officers to be instructed to log how many unadopted roads there are in the borough, look at sourcing external funding to help renovate them, and assess if some roads would benefit from coming under council ownership. Councillor Abigail Carr, Lib Dem Worley, said there were probably several hundred roads which were unadopted for a variety of reasons, and some of them were in a bad state. For some residents, the roads outside their homes are absolutely full of craters and potholes and generally in a really, really poor state of repair, she said. What we are not suggesting is the council takes on that responsibility, but it is apparent to understand the use of roads has changed significantly over the years, she said. Councillor Paul Bellinger, Lib Dem, Greetland and Stainland said some roads had become unusable and there could be issues, for example, impacting on emergency vehicles' access to those roads. But the motion was rejected by a majority of councillors. Deputy Leader Councillor Tim Swift, Labour Town, said the scale of work requested from under-pressure officers would be unreasonable and risks raising unrealistic expectations of what the council is able to do. Councillor Swift said his party sympathised and understood why Councillor Carr had raised the issue, but very tight council finances were an issue.